Hi, everybody, and welcome back to this week's episode of Slugcast. My name's Maria. I'm your host. Guys, I'm finally better. As you guys might have known, I have been coming over a little sickness. I'm finally better. I feel like my voice is back to normal, so I'm very happy, very excited. If you guys don't notice a change, don't tell me that. But yeah, I am really excited for you guys to listen to today's episode. As you guys know, I've been going into this little, I guess not series, I'm not calling it a series, but, you know, the last two episodes were sort of like major related and school related. And so for this one, I wanted to switch it up a little bit. I wanted to talk about my favorite seasons on campus and just go through the seasons of, you know, that we get to experience in Santa Cruz because we live in such a beautiful area. And yeah, hopefully it's just a silly, fun vibe. Again, this is my personal ranking, so if you guys have any different options, let me know. But, yeah, I'm really excited to be involved for this and can't wait to hear and see what else is going to come out soon. Yeah, really excited. So yeah, I hope you guys enjoyed today's episode. And okay, I know you guys just heard me talk in the intro about what this episode is going to be about. But if you didn't, in this week's episode, guys, I'm going to be going over the seasons that Santa Cruz experiences. I don't know if that makes sense. I'm trying to think of a title for this episode as we speak. I think it's just going to be my rankings of the seasons in Santa Cruz. So I'm very sorry if that doesn't make sense and if you're totally confused on what I'm about to speak about. But hopefully that's why you listen to the full episode. So yeah, let's just get right into it. I am from SoCal, Southern California, Los Angeles to be exact. And people sort of make a joke, and it's true. People sort of make a joke that California doesn't really experience a lot of the seasons. And by that, I mean like snow and like rain and, you know, it rains, but not as much. And honestly, probably a few people are going to laugh at the fact that I said that Santa Cruz rains a lot more. But it's true. We're basically in NorCal. So yeah, hopefully that makes sense. But the way I view the seasons in Santa Cruz goes by quarters. And like, I don't even know how to explain it. Each season just brings its own different vibe because there's so many different like big plot points that happen throughout the quarters, especially like the holidays and stuff, that just like really make it feel like a different vibe. So like, okay, for fall quarter, for example, I think for me, fall quarter is a love and hate relationship. And I say this sparingly because, you know, fall quarter is always, you know, start of the new year. I feel so confident going in. And then slowly towards the end, I start to sink a little and doubt that aspect. And that's not fun. But, you know, there's so many fun events. There's, you know, obviously Halloween just passed. There's Thanksgiving. There's Christmas break. There's Christmas. So that's always fun. Which Christmas I'm home for, too. But it's just a moment. I don't know how to describe fall quarter without sounding silly, but it is just like, fall quarter is just hard to explain because so much happens in such little time. Again, the quarter system, so much happens in such little time. But fall quarter, don't even start. It's the start of the school year, then it's the holidays, then it's, you know, all these events, and it's just crazy. So for my ranking, I think I'm going to have to go with fall quarter being Where would I put Fall Quarter on my list? Okay, this is going to sound really crazy. Probably second on the list. And I'll get more into it. But obviously after Fall Quarter, it's Winter Quarter. And oh my God. I cannot tell you how much I loathe Winter Quarter. I love Winter Quarter because of the season. I love the fact that it's raining. And I'm typically someone who doesn't really like rain, especially from being from SoCal. I'm always like, ugh, no, the rain. But Santa Cruz is just different. I think it's because I'm living like my Twilight fantasy and I'm just like, it's a whole different moment. Okay, I gotta stop with saying moment. But it's just a different feeling being cozy in my bed, in my apartment with the rain, and it's nice. And I've always been sort of lucky, knock on wood, but my classes have always been good Winter Quarter. And that's always fun. Winter Quarter is nice because after Fall Quarter, I feel really dead. Like, mentally drained. So then going into Winter Quarter, I feel really excited again. And I will admit, sometimes the weather does get to me and I go into like seasonal depression. But the times where I don't, it's been really fun. And I think I'm really grateful to have a support system that sort of drags me out of it. And I will say that's something too. If you are ever experiencing, you know, just, it's hard being a college student, full-time, part-time, whatever it may be. Being a student is just hard. And so learning when to take a break and having people around you and stuff like that, that's also really important. So yeah. So for Winter Quarter, I think I would put Winter Quarter at one. And that's because I hate Spring Quarter. Now hear me out. I know Spring Quarter is fun for various reasons, I will say, festivity-wise. But I hate the humidity. Now, again, it's ironic because I'm from LA. And while it's not humid there, it's very hot there. And I think it's funny because whenever I hear people say like, oh my God, Santa Cruz is so hot in the summer. No, it's not. It's really not. It's like 80 degrees. That is perfect weather. In LA, it's like 100 degrees. And that's honestly still perfect weather. But it's humid. It's humid in Santa Cruz. And I will give it that because that is just hard to deal with. And I never thought that would be affecting me as much because I think in Spring Quarter, I'm just tired. I'm tired to get out of there. I'm like, oh my God, like get me out. Like I can't focus on my classes. They're not real to me. And professors, whatever professors are hearing this, please, please just be nice. Spring Quarter. I understand. It's close to graduation season. We're all stressed. We're all busy. Please just like give us a break. I don't know. And I know Spring Quarter, we have spring break, but come on, guys. That's never long enough. And maybe that's just me complaining. Maybe that's what it is. But Spring Quarter, I hate you. I hate Spring Quarter. I like have a love-hate relationship with fall and winter, but not as much as I hate Spring Quarter. There's no room for love in Spring Quarter. That's a lie. I am very grateful for the fact that it is the end of the quarter, and that means I survived another year. But other than that, I'm just eager. I'm eager to be gone. I don't know. I just can't. So that's always interesting. But yeah, I unfortunately haven't experienced a summer here in Santa Cruz. Not fully, not for the year, not academically either way. So again, that's something that I'm also not sure what to comment on. I think if I were to, okay, the final ranking would have to be that I would have spot one be winter, spot two be fall, and three be spring. Summer's in a little weird ball question. Maybe summer will be higher than spring. I'll have to update you guys on that. If anyone prefers summer quarter over spring, let me know. My hypothesis would be that I wouldn't prefer it because I'd be spending the summer in Santa Cruz alone without my friends. But I don't know. Maybe I'd really enjoy it here. I don't know. Maybe that could be the next episode where I spend a summer in Santa Cruz. But yeah, so that was my final ranking. Let me know what quarter is your guys' favorite and what season is your guys' favorite in Santa Cruz. I think Santa Cruz has so many fun things to do, especially when the seasons change. Like, I just went to a pumpkin patch and that was so much more fun. Are you kidding me? And then, like, there's the beach when it's spring. So there is stuff to look forward to. It's just certain aspects. So yeah. But yeah, let me know if you guys enjoyed this episode. Hopefully you'll be hearing a lot more of them soon by other people. But yeah, hope you guys enjoyed this episode. As always, my name is Maria and I am your host. And yeah, until next time, guys.